Oshet Audio presents Burnt Mountain, written by Ann Rivers Siddons, read by Kate Redding.
For Annie Simmons, Tom Higgins, and Bob McDonald, Heart Friends. Prologue. We heard it first on an early morning in June. I thought then that it might have been going on for many mornings, but given what we know about it now, I realize that this must have been one of the first times that it sounded, perhaps the very first, this year anyway. It wafted into our bedroom on a soft green wind, along with the sleepy twitter of songbirds and the heartbreaking sweetness of wild honeysuckle from the woods behind the house. We had had one of Atlanta's not infrequent and unadvertised long cold springs, and had only slept with our windows open for the past month. We had moved into our house just recently, and the sounds and smells of our new neighborhood were still unfamiliar to us, exotic in their strangeness. But we were learning. The sleep-murdering AM roar down the street had become the subtle, scowling teenage son starting his motorcycle. The choking miasma that often drifted over the lower end of the street was old Mr. Christian Wells, who had a widely known fear of West Nile virus, spraying his extensive lawn with a virulent pesticide. The shrill shriek that set every dog on Bell's Ferry Road barking was Isabel Emmett across the street, who had forgotten once again that she had armed the house alarm. This morning's sound was different, though. This was